Next Curve.
Hey everyone, welcome to Next Curve's Rethink webcast, where we provide you with the tech and industry insights that matter. And I'm Leonard Lee, Executive Analyst at Next Curve. And today I'm joined by Oksana Pickerel. How are you doing?
Doing great, Leonard. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm so sorry that we had to miss each other at Honeywell Connect earlier this year. Actually, it was a couple of weeks ago, right? A couple of months ago in Dallas. But it's really great to be able to catch up with you now. And I know that we planned to have a conversation when we were in Dallas, but unfortunately that didn't happen. But let's see if we can make that conversation happen here. What do you say?
That's right. Yes, unfortunately, I was globetrotting at the time, couldn't get back in time. But yes, absolutely delighted to connect now.
Yeah. And so, you know what? Why don't you take a moment to tell our audience a little bit about yourself and maybe also help them understand how Sparta Systems fits in this big portfolio of software, actually, that is now Honeywell Connected Enterprise.
Absolutely. Happy to. So the way to think about it is, so Sparta was acquired almost 3 years ago now and was really the jumping start for the Honeywell Connected Life Sciences business, which now is part of my scope, both Honeywell Connected Life Sciences and Connected Logistics. Mm-hmm. We are part of Honeywell Connected Enterprise, mm-hmm. which is a division that is focused on software. That's really, you know, our mission is to help take Honeywell into that software industrial play, on the software industrial journey, yeah. If you will, from a pure industrial play. And we're all very excited about this path. And when you think about it, the capability that Sparta acquisition brought to Honeywell is the enterprise-grade quality management system that has both on-prem and SaaS components to the solution. So we are there to support customers regardless of where they are on their digital journey and whether they're ready for the cloud or not quite yet. We are ready to be there to support their regulatory needs. And that can now get married with a broader set of capabilities that Honeywell has under its umbrella. And that includes, you know, manufacturing control systems, the Experian batch and MXP capabilities. We have some very interesting capabilities for this industry vertical in advanced materials, in sensor technologies. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think makes it extremely exciting, because what we can do here beyond the pure software play is that connectivity and the expertise with the hardware, with controls at the edge, with industrial IoT that very few other players can do.
Yeah, and you know what? It's so interesting. I still get folks, when I talk to them about Honeywell, they still think that you guys make consumer thermostats, you know? But I think it's kind of an eye-opener. And actually, it has been an eye-opener for me covering Honeywell for the last year and a half, or I think it's going on 2 years, is the diversity of the industries that Honeywell serves, but then also that it no longer isn't a consumer thermostat business. But, I mean, can you help us understand the legacy that you guys bring, you know, in the biosciences and pharma industries to Honeywell and to Honeywell customers?
Absolutely.
And in the future, I suspect, right?
So. Oh, yes. Yeah, we're definitely, we not only, you know, combine the businesses that existed with Honeywell's industry-leading base of industrial controls, mm-hmm. Sparta's industry-leading enterprise-grade quality management workflow solution. You know, we came into Honeywell with now a 29-year history of being the leader in the quality space, yeah. for pharma and medical device, for the broader life sciences industry. And now we're continuing to invest. We have stood up the new capability in Connected Life Sciences Application Suite, and we continue to enrich the synergy play that both the hardware and the software side of the house provide. Mm-hmm. And I think what's really important about this legacy is that both in the core of the Honeywell business and what Sparta brought to it, we're inheriting a rich hands-on expertise of people who have been deep in life sciences for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So we have people who have come in after being in pharma for 20 years, doing exactly the kind of work that we now help our customers do in a much more streamlined, technologically advanced way. And that's what we're building on. It's a combination of technologies, the expertise, and the approach that we apply to the way we innovate, where we work very closely backwards from the customer's needs to provide innovations that they actually want.
Yeah, and I have to say, having been a consultant in that industry, mostly doing M&A stuff, but here's the interesting thing about M&A, you get to see everything, right? And it's such a highly regulated, challenging industry, right? With so many constraints and requirements in terms of how you need to manage your quality control and manufacturing efficiency. How does Honeywell's legacy and critical technologies and systems and solutions play with what you guys are bringing today? Because you mentioned that you work across now these Honeywell offerings as well. How does it all kind of come together, and what are those elements that you're bringing together to deliver a holistic Honeywell solution to this industry?
The way to think about it, with connected life sciences, what we have at our disposal are some of the well-established systems of record, like the TrackWise and TrackWise Digital QMS, QualityWise AI, and then Honeywell's Experian Batch, MXP, other solutions. Mm-hmm. What we can do is glue these solutions as well as systems of record that our customers already have. We respect the fact that those types of technology estates are sticky, that people are going to have their established data and solution architectures in place. What we're doing with Connected Life Sciences is helping customers capitalize on the data and the systems that they already have in place, mm-hmm. to deliver new value, to deliver decision support analytics, to deliver tools like HPQR that we launched this summer in GA, Honeywell Process Quality Review, that allows people to function at the top of their license. This is an industry that takes a lot of expertise to deploy, and we want people to be spending their valuable time solving the most complex problems that they're qualified to solve, instead of gathering data, using clunky collaboration tools that are very far from perfect, and at the same time answering regulatory requirements. And you were totally right. This is a very heavily regulated industry. We know we have to get it right. We know that the systems that we provide are required to keep our customers in business. Yeah. And the other, I think, really important part, and it doesn't just apply to quality systems that we have, but to the broader solution set as well, this is not just about meeting regulatory requirements. For our customers, quality really has a much more broader meaning. Yeah. And industrial controls have a much broader meaning. Sure. It means delivering safe, efficacious medications to patients who need them. So there is a component of regulatory compliance, but also there is a component of patient safety, medication efficacy, and reliability of supply, which is why some of our other solutions around track and trace, around cold chain distribution, are key components to what we bring to our customer base.
Yeah, and I think, you know, things such as safety are important topics that I think folks who are maybe not familiar with Honeywell should really tune into, because that's something that Honeywell, I know, is it's just absolutely part of the DNA of the company, but also the core services or solutions that it provides. But that's an interesting angle that you're providing here on safety as it relates to the industry that you serve. Now, I do have a question. I mean, you mentioned QualityWise.ai. I mean, can you explain to our audience what that is?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a set of capabilities that we built in addition to the modern TrackWise digital quality management solution that capitalizes on artificial intelligence, machine learning, NLP tools, to augment decisions that humans make in this process. So we have a variety of capabilities. We were first to market with AI tools and quality a few years ago. And really, some of the functionality has to do with, for example, better auto-categorization of quality events, such as complaints. Post-market complaints are a big component of maintaining safety of products and then having a closed-loop control system with the quality with quality management, with manufacturing, to make sure that the products that on the market are high quality and safe. So an artificial intelligence-powered tool that allows you to categorize the complaints, whether they're high risk, low risk, reportable, not reportable. Those tools are valuable to our customers, especially in therapeutic areas that tend to have a high volume of consumer complaints. So, you know, not being bogged down by a quality event that has low risk and allowing people to focus on the ones that are high risk, high priority, is a big deal. And we have a number of customers that use our tools that way. Another one is the capability to deliver insights based on mining data from previous quality events. So We all know that staffing continuity of expertise is a challenge across the industry, not just ours, but many others. So losing the expertise and how to resolve previous quality events is a big deal. So when we're able to provide those AI augmented tools to see, you know, have we encountered a quality event that's similar to this? How was it resolved in the past? What were the features that were similar or different? Those are all decision assist tools that really bring high value to our customers.
By the way, I love how you describe the capabilities as AI augmented. I'm a big fan of that.
We're nowhere near ready to replace a human. We're here to help the humans make the best decisions that they can.
Yeah, I mean, and because, you know, creating intelligent closed loop solutions or operations, I think it's challenging, right? And one of the things that I often talk to about with Honeywell executives is the challenges around that, but then how you guys are working with your clients to help them realize that. I mean, it's a complex problem, right? But, you know, I am curious, what are your thoughts there? Because I did read through some of the product materials and such, and I've seen a lot of mention of like TrackWise Digital Plus MXP. Is that kind of how you guys are helping your customers start to close the loop and make things a bit more intelligent?
Yeah, that's one of the ways. Yeah, this is a way for us to connect our modern quality solutions with the manufacturing excellence platform that links into, goes back to the performance acquisition of the MES capabilities a couple years ago, links into Experian Batch, DCS system, and a broader set of capabilities that are built around that. And we have some really interesting examples of where this joint approach is really making a difference for customers, like Innate Bio, for example, which has a very interesting portfolio of biologics that are, you know, the novel immunotherapies that allow to deliver treatments, cell-based treatments, T-cell-based treatments to cancer patients, and manufacturing processes that have to take place in companies like this, and also in any personalized medicine approaches. Those manufacturing processes are becoming more complex. There needs to be a much more closed loop system of control between manufacturing and quality and product release. There has to be a much tighter real-time support of decision-making around manufacturing and quality. And that's what those bundled and closely linked solutions can give our customers.
Yeah, I think that's a really key point there, right? Because I think sometimes when we look at a capability, we assume that the requirements are some sort of status quo. But in that point that you're talking about, where things are getting more, as drugs become more personalized, there's even more complexity and the safety concerns go exponential, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, that's an interesting point. You guys mentioned SaaS quite a bit, and there's a lot of AWS in your background. Can you help me understand and the audience understand why SaaS is so important for you guys, and how does that work out for your customers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have the historical solution that we had in the portfolio was TrackWise on-prem. That's really the industry gold standard for many years. A number of years ago, we stood up the SaaS solution called TrackWise Digital, which is a modern architected SaaS product that allows our customers to have that on-demand, by-the-seat, real-time support. The other part that is important about TrackWise Digital is that it captures the best practices from our decades in operation and quality through quality process accelerators and allows customers that are even completely new to setting up their systems. So customers of all sizes and shapes are right for a solution like that because we capture our expertise through quality process accelerators to let you set up your repeatable, proven, quality workflows that every company in this industry needs. And then the ability to very flexibly add capability modules, expand numbers of users, to also be able to take advantage of upgrades and updates that we publish with regularity. Those are all very important benefits of being in the SaaS world.
Okay, great. I'm glad we finally had a chance to catch up, you know, and this is exactly the kind of insight that I was looking forward to having with you at Honeywell Connect, but hey, we're doing it virtually on my podcast. So, Oksana, I really want to thank you for joining me in this discussion and sharing. It was very enlightening and kind of nostalgic for me, right? As a consultant and a former consultant, management consultant. But I appreciate your time, and I hope you had a wonderful holiday season and are looking forward to a wonderful 2024.
Thank you very much, Leonard. It's been a pleasure. And yes, this industry is never boring. So anytime you want to chat, I'm happy to.
Yeah. So once again, thank you. And we're going to be leaving Oksana's contact information below. So if you're interested in contacting her and finding out more about Honeywell Connected Life Sciences, please feel free to reach out to her. I don't think she's going to have any issue with that at all, right?
That's right. Happy to talk.
Yeah, and please subscribe to the Next Curve YouTube channel. The easiest thing to do is to subscribe to the Next Curve Research Portal and Media Center at www.next-curve.com for a constant diet of tech and industry insights that matter. And I hope that everybody has a wonderful end of 2023 and is looking forward to all the best in 2024. Once again, Oksana, thank you so much, and we'll see you in 2024.
That's right. Thank you, Leonard. Happy holidays.
You too.